Hello, everybody. You're listening to WHUS 91.7. And like I introduced myself like 15 minutes earlier, I'm the urban legend. And usually I'm on 5 to 6 on Thursdays with PRKL Radio Metali, which is my metal show. But today I'm conducting an interview with members of the band Two Headed Girl. So go ahead, introduce yourselves, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
It's a Two-Headed Girl here.
Yes, it's two of us, you could say.
The crazy dynamic duo. You all.
Oh, missing our drummer.
Will come
Cam.
To hopefully.
Yes.
Awesome. So I've never really done an interview before, but I have a couple of questions, a lot of questions to ask you guys that we're gonna go through. But in any case, let's see. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourselves before I get into any of the questions? Like, I don't know, preliminary thoughts. You guys are like all concerned looking.
We're twins.
You could say that. You could say that we're twins.
I mean, we are twins.
You could say that and you'd be right.
I know. And we hail from Farmington.
Hail from Farmington. Yeah, that's how I know you guys.
Yes.
We go back with the urban legend.
Yeah. Yes, back to middle school is what I remember.
Yeah.
We knew them as the suburban legend.
Suburban legend, yeah. Yes.
Now it's been upgraded since Stores moving.
It's been upgraded,
we're identical twins, and we usually play as a three-piece.
Yeah.
Live. Very exciting. We consider ourselves, you know, like in the realm of indie emo punk type.
Oh yeah, I got some punk vibes from the EP, which I was like, I dressed punk today too. I was like, let me wear all black in my Green Day shirt.
That's pretty good, yeah. Green Day is very
very cool. Punk.
I mean, who doesn't?
In my opinion.
Green Day?
Yeah. No, I never appeared punk in high school, but I was like a punk wannabe, like
deep
in the closet,
inside.
Deep inside.
That's
yeah.
Smart, but you know,
all the true punks are concealed. I feel like
yes, I'm one of them. All right, so why don't we actually start off with some questions? So, I know we were all in band together at some point.
Yeah.
At least Angie and I were. Celeste, did you play an instrument?
Very briefly.
Briefly, okay.
So let's play the oboe.
So that was my question. Like, when did you guys learn your first instruments, and what were they?
We both learned piano first.
When we were in
kindergarten.
Okay, I actually didn't know that.
We were very young. Yes.
We were in kindergarten, and we wrote like a song when we were like 8.
It wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good.
If I found it, it
probably wouldn't sound good, but. We both, it was an instrumental on the piano, but we were like, this is so awesome. Wow.
That's so wholesome. Oh my God. Okay, so piano, very early on. And then I know you played alto sax?
Yes, alto saxophone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember we were in band together.
Yes.
Celeste, why'd you quit oboe?
I played oboe.
And why?
I was like in fifth and sixth grade, and I was going to do seventh. And I thought to myself, I can't keep living like this. So I just decided to cut that part of me loose.
I feel like anyone who plays oboe in like those grades gets roasted until like you get to high school and then everyone's like, why didn't I play it? Because everyone needs an oboe player.
I mean, I didn't even get roasted for it. I got roasted for keeping like colored pencils in my pocket instead of regular pencils.
That'll
get you.
What does that say about our society?
they're afraid of vibrant things.
Yeah, they want to sell to
color
dull,
and love.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're afraid to love.
Oh my God. So when do you guys? So what instruments do you guys play in the band?
I play bass guitar.
Okay.
I do half of the singing.
I play guitar and also do half the singing as well.
Nice. So it's like a combined effort on the singing.
Yes, definitely.
So when did you guys pick up guitar and bass?
I picked up guitar like freshman year of high school-ish. I started to actually
Did you take that class?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Because I took that class for acoustic guitar.
You've been playing guitar since you were in middle school, I remember.
That's not really true, though. I, like, knew Smoke on the Water, but I don't think that really counts.
Yeah, but that's playing guitar.
That's not playing guitar.
I mean, that's more than a lot of people can play.
That is true.
I suppose. But Celeste started playing bass in, like...
17.
When she was 17,
so... that's, like, more recent. Yeah, are you guys both 20 now, or 21?
Yeah, 20.
20, okay. Yes.
I'm actually 20, and Celeste is 21.
I'm not 21. That's such a fib.
It's an odd word.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm just thinking, like, what I can say that will connect.
Okay, with,
to what?
With the audience.
With the audience?
With the live studio audience.
Yes.
There's, like, 800 people out here.
Mm-hmm. Listening eagerly. No, we actually have a way to, like, measure how many people are listening on the, via the online stream. So you got, like, 10 people. But I don't know how many people are listening in their cars.
I mean, hey, it's pretty terrifying.
What's terrifying?
To think about, I don't know.
10 whole people?
The individuals.
Holy moly.
The individuals. If you're one of those 10 people, I want you to know, have a good day, I guess. It's a pretty neutral statement.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. All right. So, moving on to the next question. When did you guys decide to form a band? Always my dream was, like, to have a band, be in a band, and I still am, like, one of those people who just, like, sits in my room at my desk, like, playing covers on my acoustic of, like, Iron Maiden or something. And
I personally enjoy Slayer.
In all seriousness?
Angie likes Slayer a lot. Our brother
Oh my goodness.
Raining Blood is one of my personal favorites.
Okay, that's awesome.
You've got some pretty sick riffs.
Just the riffs. The riff in that song is just means a lot to me.
That's amazing.
But we decided to form, like, basically as high school ended.
Yeah.
That's when we formed. So it's been, like, around two years. Yeah.
Wow. That is a long time, and it scares me because it makes me feel very old.
I mean, we're all getting old.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
the
definitely.
Fact we can read terrifies.
I actually can't
for
read.
That one.
For reading?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So was, like, the idea at the end of high school or, like, before? Was it, like, premeditated?
It was, like, premeditated is an
understatement. It was very intentional.
It was very intentional.
It was intentional.
I would say we were both probably too depressed during high school to make it happen.
High school is very restricting also for, like, time constraints.
That's true. That's true.
You know?
It's just like, you have these classes every day. Good luck, kids.
Good luck. I mean, I don't know. I had some good times then in between here.
Some good slimes.
Yeah. Some good fast slimes.
Fast slimes
high school.
At Farmington High.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, after high school was when we started doing stuff. Our first gig was, like, around...
Tell us about that. Tell me in
2017.
All the boys and the girls lining up down the street. You know.
Where was, like, the venue?
Crazy tunes.
I'd say our first unofficial gig was actually at UHeart's radio station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's
sick. We played a Death Cab for Cutie cover. We played a Sick of Sarah cover.
Oof.
And we played two of our songs.
Mm.
We played Miss Me and another song. We had a lot of songs that we ended up, like,
scrapping.
There are so many songs that no one will ever hear.
So much unreleased material
that the
public is.
It's not good enough to be released, though. I'm glad we are moving forward.
I thought some of it was pretty good. I think the public will be begging.
No.
When word gets out.
No, that was our first kind of unofficial gig. Our first, like, official gig was at this venue that was known as Dennis at the time in Bloomfield, where it's, like, a house venue, and we played with some other cool bands. It was very cool.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool squared.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So why don't we take like a pause for now and actually play one of your songs from the EP, which is titled... Oh, what's it titled? You guys do the speaking. You guys are the band. I have no jurisdiction.
Yeah, come on. What's the name of the record, Energy?
Oh, the EP is titled With Sadness. And the song
what
would be...
What song do you want to play first? Because we've got a nice choice of three that you told me to play.
What are the crowd pleasers?
Favorite crowd song pleaser? Is a crowd pleaser.
Favorite all song, right.
Yeah.
You'd say it's a crowd pleaser?
Friend Kevin's favorite off of the record, I think. So... It's Kevin's favorite song, you could say.
All right. So let's check out this favorite song of yours, of theirs. Favorite song, a crowd pleaser. All right.
Indeed.
Here we go.
Hold me inside you.
Right, so that was favorite song, a crowd pleaser.
Yes.
Yeah, you could say that.
It was a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, particularly because I listened to the EP when it came out because I follow you guys on Instagram, which, like, tell the people what your social media handles are and, like, where we could find you guys.
We have our music on Spotify under Two Headed Girl. We have our music on Bandcamp as well, twoheadedgirl.bandcamp.com. We also have a CDs. Twitter, which is just Two Headed Girl Band, and so is our our Instagram handle is the same thing, and we also have a Facebook page, so we're basically everywhere. If you type in our name, you'll probably find us.
And they also have some really sick looking CDs because they brought me a physical copy so I could actually give it to Darlene, the new music director. Yes. Hopefully we could get you guys into automation.
The CDs are quite delicious.
Yeah, yeah, we made them, and we're making tapes right now, which is going to be
cool. Wait, cassette tapes?
Yeah, like...
Yo, that's going to be awesome.
We're doing a limited run of 25 for the EP.
Will you just, like...
Absolutely, I'll
mark me down for one?
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty cool, like, we're also working on some other stuff, like a music video we're definitely going to do soon.
That's
and
awesome.
We're trying to get a split going. We have 1.5 songs, so
What's a split, forgive me, is that like for an LP?
So basically, like, a lot of DIY bands or like bands at our level will do like write and record one or two songs, and then another band will also have one or two or three maybe songs, and they'll put it together on the same release.
Whoa, that's cool. Like a compilation album kind of,
It's like a collab between two bands, so they both have some songs on
it. Of theirs.
Yeah. So, we're going to try to do that. So, we've got almost two songs ready for that, and then we're going to work on a full length.
Have you found any, like, any bands to partner up with that?
We have a list.
We're thinking about it.
We have a list.
We're doing some scouting.
We've talked to some bands, but we don't know how solid anything is yet.
Got you.
Yeah.
But we're excited to do that, because... Splits are really cool. Yeah, just like the diversity of
I've never heard of them, but that's like awesome. It reminds me of like one of those like best of like 80s, and you've got like, I don't know, like Bon Jovi and someone else, or Blondie or whatever on there, like a split, I guess.
Yeah,
Best of your local music scene.
Yeah, best of your local music scene kind of thing. But we'll try not to be local. I like when bands from different places do it.
No, that's awesome. That's like a really nice diversity, I guess, if you will. If you include, like, other bands?
Definitely.
Nice. All right, so how would you guys describe your genre? It's a tough question.
Angie likes to say it's twin core a lot. Twin core.
I love that.
Recently, I've been saying Latino emo. But, like, that's emo. More of the new songs that no one has heard yet.
It should be Latimo.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Okay, that's like gotta be integrated quickly.
Genre,
yeah, more of our new songs are more like influenced by like our background of, you know, being Puerto Rican. So, but like that hasn't really.
That's still under wraps.
Shown yet. Yeah, it's still under wraps.
Top secret stuff. Wow, I'm excited to hear that when it does come out. Do you have like songs written already? Themes, ideas, like.
Well, the split is kind of like more of what the EP is, where it's like kind of more, I don't know how to describe it, like pop, rock, / punk kind of.
Power violence.
Power violence.
Yeah, our new record is like doom
power
metal.
Pop punk.
It sounds like Sun O.
Oh my god.
It's pop violence.
Pop violence.
No. I'd say the split doesn't really have a theme, but the album definitely is more of a different sound so far. Like we're definitely trying to incorporate more of our culture TM.
Are there going to be any songs like in Spanish then?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That's so exciting.
Indeed. Yeah. I have one lined up that I've been working on the riffs for. I haven't shown it to Celeste yet, but.
Oh, wow. You haven't even shown it to.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
We both work on things and present them to each other. Yeah.
I don't want to disturb the process.
Oh, yeah. That would be terrible.
What is, like, the process of your music making genius?
Well, I'd say we usually start with, like, either lyrical ideas that Celeste will come up with, or a guitar part.
Yeah, usually we're sitting down, just in general.
Yes, usually we're sitting down.
It's not
down.
A standing up thing. Usually we're
sitting down.
Like,
okay,
Celeste, for it. You know, does this suck? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, you know, we're just gonna have to try this again.
I'm sorry.
Until you come up with something that you both like.
Yeah.
What about your drummer? What's his name? Cam, you mentioned?
Yeah, their name is Cam.
Or their name.
Yeah. They're really cool. They'll give their input, like, on if like a song or not. Like, you can usually tell, and, like, you know, we try not to
determine.
Yeah, we try to determine, like, we obviously want them.
Cam
to
is really good at figuring out, like, different drum fills.
I did like the drums. There was one song I particularly liked the drums on, and it was, oh, and Miss Me. I really thought, like, the drum parts were pretty sick.
Yeah, no, Cam is a fantastic musician in general. They have their own project called Ice Cream Orphan. They're really...
I think I heard about... I've seen it on floating around on social media.
Yeah, they're very talented, and we're very lucky to be in a band with them.
Indeed. That's awesome.
Yeah. What?
I like saying indeed. I said indeed.
Indeed. Oh, okay. Oh, same though. Indeed. Fancy words like that. Indeed. Nice.
Indeed. Indeed, we shall listen to some tune.
Do you want to listen to another song? What shall we play now? We want to keep talking. Like, it's really up to you guys.
This is like freeform jazz.
It is. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure.
It's like,
I'm like an NPC here.
Whoa. Oh, you're scaring me with that talk. You should play another song.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We'll recollect our thoughts as we play. What do you want to play? Target Practice or Holy Ghost?
Melissa's choose.
You're gonna let me choose.
Yeah.
Anyone
choose
have a
your
coin?
Own adventure.
Just pick one.
I don't want the weight of that responsibility on me, because later I'm gonna think. I should have picked that one.
I'm gonna say Holy Ghost then.
Holy Ghost? All
right. I like to open with this one.
Oh, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So this is Holy Ghost.
The song is Angie's Baby.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, well, I did quite like this one as well. So I hope the audience likes it too.
Oh, that would be neat. ¶¶